G20 summit kicks off today in Brazil. And decline in asylum applications in Austria remains strong. Here is Elizabeth Alcock and the FMFIA News.
The latest G20 summit gets underway today in Rio de Janeiro, with the leaders of the world's 20 largest economies struggling to reach consensus on a range of issues. John Cummins has more details.
Brazil, the host of the summit, is pushing for agreement on fighting poverty, sustainable development, institutional reform, and taxing the super rich. However, the ambitious agenda is being overshadowed by differences regarding the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East and the return to power of US President-elect Donald Trump, who's shown little regard for multilateralism. Sources say the G20 leaders have reached a fragile consensus, however, on climate finance, an issue that's plagued UN talks in Azerbaijan. Notably absent from the summit will be Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's wanted on an international arrest warrant for alleged war crimes in Ukraine. John Cummins, FMFIA News.
The number of people seeking asylum in Austria rose sharply in October, but remained well below the level of 2023. Almost 2,500 asylum applications were received, the second highest monthly figure this year, but 76% fewer than at the same time last year. Austria is on track to record its lowest number of asylum applications since 2020 and has fallen to seventh place in the European Union with regard to asylum seekers per capita. The US President-elect Donald Trump has picked Brendan Carr as chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. He's been a critic of the Biden administration's telecom and big tech policies and is currently the top Republican on the FCC. Last week, he wrote to Meta's Facebook, Alphabet's Google, Apple and Microsoft, saying they had taken steps to censor Americans. On Sunday, he said the FCC must restore free speech rights for everyday Americans. And authorities in India's capital have shut schools, halted construction and banned non-essential trucks from entering the city after air pollution shot up to its worst level this season. Residents of New Delhi on Monday woke up to thick, toxic smog enveloping the city of some 33 million. In several areas of the city, pollution levels were more than 50 times higher than the World Health Organization's recommended safe limit. Forecasts say the poor air quality will continue into the week. A look at today's weather now. Some rain on the north side of the Alps and in the east, where there'll be strong westerly winds. Elsewhere, cloudy with the occasional sunny spell, and temperatures will range from 2 to 12 degrees.
Thanks, Liz.